want anyone to disturb you, distraction. Let's begin, guys. We've got a lot to do. There's other shim. Okay, we're in the middle of the Tais of Dira Maskel, Kosovich Sav Yodov, in Alav Eidim. And let's pick it up from where we left off inside. We're up to V.H. Lomar. The Gemara here quotes the Mishnah Gittin, Dapay Vavav, the Shlosh Gittin Sulim. Three Gittin that are possums that are Volong, that are Kashim and Atayr. And the first one is if a man writes an IOU, he wants a divorce or a Ksav Yodo, and there are no Eidim, it's possum with the Rabbanim. Why did Tosis say it was possum with the Rabbanim? Tosis said it was possum with the Rabbanim because if the guy's involved with it, he wrote the get himself, he faked this man. He faked this man, he forged this man, and therefore, it's possum. So Tosis says, well, I understand that according to Yochanan. If he marries his niece, he wants to make sure she doesn't get executed if she's mezana. So I understand that quite well, that there's a chashash of shemi echapa, and therefore I would pass him in the butter. But if you hold peiris, like Rabbi Yochanan, like Reish Lakish, I don't understand what the concern is. In Tosis' humble opinion, ksav yado, according to the previous Tosis, is what? Ein lechasim gadol mizu. The previous Tosis says it's a great thing. So therefore, if we're going to be chashash at all, we're afraid that he's going to predate it for the tovus of the woman, even though they're getting divorced, but momentous, they're going to make a trickery, they're going to make a scam, well, she'll collect from the kuchos, the payers that he sold while they were married, and she'll claim all the stuff that was sold, aryeh, from the time of the ksiva of the get, until now, is not rightfully what? Was not rightfully sold by the husband. And therefore what? She'll grab it away from the kuchos, and they'll, what? They'll share the payers under the table. He might get the cash back, the lekuchos, but the payers themselves, before they're eaten up, they're shared under the table. That's the kenunia. And we find in Shas by Shover, what's Shover? What is a Shover? A receipt. We find in Shas that if a Shover of a ksub is found on the ground, we don't give it back to the husband. Even if the woman said he paid me, and he said I paid her. And she's the one who gave him the shover. We still don't give it back. Why? Because of the scam. What's the scam that they're working together? That she sold the rights to the ksuba to a guy for $90,000, even though they're $100,000. We know why it's only $90,000, because it's almost enough. Because the money that comes to fruition only comes to fruition if he dies and he divorces her. She dies, there's no ksuba, right? So he's gambling a little by paying the $90,000. Is that going to pay a $400,000? Meanwhile, they'll split the $90,000, $45,000 each. Yes? And what are they going to write on the shover? They're going to write Nissan. And when the guy who bought the rights of the ksuba in the summer comes and says what? The guy who writes the what? Writes the ksuba. Who bought the rights of the ksuba in the summer comes and says, listen, I heard you got divorced. I want to collect the ksuba. I bought the rights to it. He says, what are you talking about, the husband? He whips out the shover. I paid her in Tishrei. I already paid it to her. I'm not paying you again. It's paying twice. And he's done. He gets ripped off. He gets totally ripped off. He gets no money back. And what do? They split the money under the table. That's an example. Shas is splitting money under the table. So therefore, what does Tosis propose? Arya, what does Tosis propose? He proposes what? He proposes let the get be kosher and create a stopgap. What do I mean by stopgap? What's a stopgap? That she should not be able to what? Take any fruit away from the lokeach. Nothing. She should not be able to take the fruit away from the lokeach. That's all. Let the get be kosher. Why didn't he be such an extremist and possible to get? That's Tosis kosher. Okay. Everyone got it? That's Tosis kosher. Let's see Tosis inside now. B.H. Lomar. Everyone got it? Let's see inside. Nate, you started it, yeah?
I did.
Go ahead. Let's finish it. B.H. Lomar, go ahead. B.H. Lomar in the middle. Guys, look inside. We got a lot to do. Go ahead.
B.H. Lomar. The lashon afilu in alav edim, mashma de in alav edim kla.
No. In Tosis Masechta Kosuv Ksav Yodov. Yesh Lomar. Yeah. He's definitely not believed. We don't believe him at all. We don't believe him about the date. He forged it. Go ahead. Therefore, we totally possible to get. Why? Because you might end up making the woman lose shalokedin. Why? Let's say the Baal writes the proper date when he's writing the get. Go. He doesn't predate the get. Go ahead. Then she has the right to take from the Kuzma's Mana Kazu because he had no right to sell it after that time. Yes? Go ahead. Elo, what? But if we make a stopgap that she can't collect payers, we're going to stop her collecting the fruit when she really does deserve it to get the fruit. Lefi? Fisha Anu. Because we're choshed him that what? That he predated the get all the time. Lekach. Therefore, we have to apostle it. Meaning what? Meaning, what's Tosa's answer? You guys got two choices. You can make the get kosher and not allow her to take fruit, or you can apostle the get. Yes? If you what? Make the get kosher and do not allow her to what? Take the fruit, you're going to mess her over in certain cases where the date was not predated. When she rightly is deserving of what? Of getting the fruit. She's rightly deserving of getting the fruit. It's not fair to her. So what would I rather do? Possible to get, they remain married, and at least what? The husband has the right to the fruit, and that's it. So if that's the case, that is the best bet. Okay? Therefore what? If it's Lafisha, I don't kosher associate them in Azman, period. Therefore, read again V.H. Lomar. Again, read again V.H. Lomar. Period. And therefore, what will mess her over? So therefore, I don't want to do that. Make the get kosher and make a stop get. She never get the fruit. Therefore, what do I do? Lekach. Therefore, we possible the get. Go ahead. She cannot collect from the time that she wrote it. From the time that the date is written, came and show what? Oh, go ahead. Only with the dafka with the get is kosher do we what? Do you collect from Yom HaKtiva? So what's Tosha's answer? We can't make that proposal that the get be kosher and what? It stop her from what collecting the fruit. Because there'll be times when what? There'll be a mafsir or shloka din. That in reality, she is deserving of the fruit, and she should be able to take from the lekach. You follow what I'm saying? And therefore what? And therefore there's a din to what? Therefore are you? There's a din. There's a din to what? No, there's a din, the tissue, the mice. There's a din, the mice, you put it in a pocket, the mice. There's a din that you're supposed to what? You're supposed to cancel, let the get be kosher, don't allow the payers to be collected. Yes? What's the answer? The answer is you'll be messing her over in certain cases. We have no choice but to what? To apostle it. Second answer, Vahod Yesh Lomar. Go ahead.
Dechayashin. Titfos.
Titfos.
Titfos of Paris.
Yes, Vitomar.
Vitomar Shekarnit Garsha Mizmana Katuba.
What's going to happen? We can't control her. She's going to grab the fruit on her own, and what will she do? What will she do? She'll say she was already divorced from the time it's written, and the Lukukos shouldn't get the fruit. The husband had no right to what? No right to do it. So the husband had no right to do it. Okay, so if the husband had no right to do it, what's the din? The husband had no right to do it. What happens? What's the halacha? The halacha is that we can't be in control. What was our proposal? Let the get be kosher and what else?
And what?
Let the get be kosher. Don't let her accept the payers. First answer is she'll get messed up in a case where the date is honest. What's the second answer is? We can't control her. Okay, we'll make a rule. Stop that. No fruit, but she'll grab it on her own. So since we can't control that, you know what? Possible the whole get. That's the two answers of Tosha. If you think about the two answers for a second, as Binyamin said in Seder, first answer is what? Looking out for her, that she shouldn't be messed up in a situation where she should get it. Second answer is what? Is really looking out for the Lekuchos, because she's going to grab away from them when rightly she shouldn't. You follow what I'm saying? And therefore she really shouldn't take it in such a case, okay? Because it might be predated, and it's literally not what? She might grab it. So you're worried about what? You're worried about, you know, not her taking the fruit because she'll unrightly grab it. The bottom line is the first answer looks out for her. Cases where it's an honest date. Second answer looking out for the Lekuchos. Okay, there's a lot we need to comment on here. Let's get it. Number one. Please get it down. Number one, Davni Miluyim in Siminai Chesiv Konav and Simchav Kufav Zayin Simchon Yibeis and the Stoipim Simin Yibeis Os Gimel. Ask the following kasha: why is it that this is called a hefsa to the woman? Why is this a hefsa to the woman? The first answer of Tosis: why is that a hefsa? Mikra Din, who gets the fruit? When does the husband get the fruit? Until what time? We learned yesterday. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? She gets the fruit until when? He gets the fruit until the Nesina. So what are you worried about here? Tosis says, worried about what? From the time that it was what? From the time that it was written. What are you talking about? It's his fruit anyway until the Shas Nesina. Right? The only reason why the Baal loses the fruit from Mishas Kesima, Tosis says, is what? Is because why? Adaf Yitzayim. Because the Edom are Motzi a Kol. What's a Kol? That they're going to get divorced. It's not right that he should be able to get her fruit. So really he should get it from the time of what? The Nesina. All the way to Nesina. We bring it back to the Nesina because it just looks bad. He's on his way to divorce and he gets fruit from her field. We stop at a Nesina. So why does Tosfos say she's going to lose out from the time of the Zman HaKosovo? So the pshat is, by Ksav Yodo, where there's what? What's Ksav Yodo? Are we dealing with Ksav Yodo here?
Yeah.
Ksav Yodo, there is no kol. So the Baal should not lose Ad Shas Nesina. So what's Tosfos talking about? What is Tosfos talking about, Lamaisa, that what? That she's losing out. She shouldn't get the fruit till Nesina. The husband gets the fruit till Nesina. Why is Tosfos assuming that she's going to get messed out? So the Stiper says, in a Hanami, the kol is created when a guy writes his own Ksav. Ksav Yodo creates its own kol. So therefore, we got to bring it back from the Sina till when? Till when he writes it. It's Manakosovo. So you are missing up the woman, says the Stiper.
How does it make a kol?
He says that his own writing somehow creates a kol.
From who?
That's what the Stiper wants to tiny. The Stiper wants to tiny. People write things, people hear about it. People write things. That's what he wants to tie it. He wants to tie it when you write things, a call is produced. Normally, Aiden produce a call because there's people, but that's what the Stiper says. However, the Avni Malim gives a second answer. Let's get it. The Avni Malim answer, that makes sense. Eilecha Chesima Gadol Mizu, previous Tosis. So it's a very powerful thing when he writes it himself. He writes it himself. People hear about it. People might hear about it. He's so upset about he writes his own get. How usual is it a guy writes his own get? We learned yesterday. Most people don't write their own get.
How are people going to talk about
it? I understand, but it's such a unique concept that happens, unusual, that a guy writes his own get, people are going to hear about it. That's what this type is on. Says the Avni Miluim, the Ksaitz is Sefer Shulchan Ibn Ezra. Let's get it. Simenai Chesiv Konalut. The answer of Tosis is, please get it. I want you to get this. Tosis says, the Avni Miluim and Simenai Chesiv Konalut. Tosis did not mean that she loses the fruit from the Zman HaKesiva till the Nesina. Tosis means she loses the fruit from the Zman HaNesina until she goes to Beis Din. Get this down, Gabriel. She loses the fruit from the Zman HaNesina until she goes to Beis Din. That's what Tosis meant. Even though he didn't write it. But right after the Nesina, she should have gone to Beis Din immediately. And have the Beis Din should have stopped the guy. We're conscious that the get is written Ksav Yodo, has a date. She'll rely on the date and she won't go right away. Well, that's her own fault. And therefore, she's losing out. So Tosis did not mean to this man, Kosovo, I haven't seen it. Everyone has their packet. Look at the Avni Miluyim. Look at the Avni Miluyim's on it. Says Avni Miluyim. Go ahead, let's see it. The third page in the packet first. Go ahead. Says the Avni Miluyim. Someone who doesn't have it, come on, let's go. Go ahead. Go ahead, Nate. Read right on the line. Ava Ksav Yad. The woman doesn't think to go to basement. Why? She says the Zman is written on there. I'll always be able to retrieve my fruit from that day. Go ahead. And she thinks of a believer. Ksav Yad should be on it. It says that in the Ksav Yad.
In
the case of Sabi Goreshes, you're not sure she's with Agida Gabe Yosir. She's tied down no more. Now, Philip Nises, The get should kosher bowl, that's what the chil until it's his fruit until they what? Till they use a real good get that's kosher dries and throw on. Pirkono, it's also chayv the redeemer if she's captured. The dog, the ayim ashkosim kuf lamentes. Get it down in your notes. So we have two answers. How could Tosfos say that we're worried about the woman getting ripped off? What do you mean? The husband gets the fruit until the nesina. What's the teretz? Stiper says what? Why do we move it back from nesina to ksiva? Because her coal is produced even by ksavya, not just by the Adam signing it. Yes? That's the first answer to the stiper. What's the second answer? Avin Lim says Tosfos didn't mean what he meant when he spent Zimana Kosovo. What did Tosfos mean? He meant from after the nesina till she goes to basin, which is truly her fruit. And why didn't she go immediately? Because she thought she could go at her leisure at any time. She's got it written there, no problem. Well, you know what? Lamai says, that's a pushy. And therefore what? And therefore, that's what he meant, that she's going to lose out the fruit. And that was the concern, Lamai, that Tosfos is saying, halacha Lamai. So therefore, you know what? That was Tosfos' concern, a great kasha. And sometimes she's going to lose out. And she's going to lose out, so you can't say the gets kosher, don't let her grab. She should be able to get in that case. What's that case? From the time of the nesina until she goes to basin. Okay. Now I have to point out to you, get it down in your notes. The Rebina in Hilchos Avos Simon Chavav asks that it's against Tais Nivomus. Tais Nivomus, Laman of a Basin Maskal Kosov, says explicitly that the hefsid of the woman is regarding the parish Mizvan Aksiva Nesina. So what's my response to that? In the same way that Avnei Miluim interpolated our Tosfos, that he didn't mean it literally. He meant from Zman to Sin until she goes to base and interpolate the Tosfos of Yavamos like that. But that I want you to get down. That's what Tosfos writes in Yavamos. Okay. That's the first shtickle, the first mahalach. Let's get it down. Number two. The Maharam is one of the Gedolei Hador, of course. Maharam. In the back of the Gemara under the Marshal. In the Maharam has a comment on the second Teretz of Tosfos. That was the first Malach on the first Teretz of Tosfos. The Maharam quotes from Rov Talmidim. Maharam is Yeshiva. He was a Yeshiva, the Goyim, one of the Gedolei Hador. Rov of the Talmidim in Yeshiva had one Pshat in Tosfos. What was the Pshat in Tosfos? What does Tosfos mean that she's going to grab the fruit on her own? She's going to grab the fruit on her own. Yes? We can't control her, right? Remember what was Tosfos' proposal if they get because she'll stop her from grabbing fruit. We can't stop her. She'll grab. Says the Maharam, Rov Talmidim, get it down. Rov Talmidim are Mazur Kavanas HaTosfos, that were choshes that the woman will grab the fruit, Miyad Al HaKubos, and she'll be Muchsuk Misafek. What's Misafek mean? We don't know if she really eats her fruit or not. What's the famous din? Misafek, she can grab the Paris, Mizana Kasub again. This is what the Maharam Shif writes in the Ksos HaKoshim. What Ksos? Simin Samach Tes Sivkon Aleph. Simin Samach Tes Sivkon Aleph. Amazing. She's going to grab it, Misafek. She's Muchsik Misafek. We don't know if she's deserving of it. So the Ram asks on the Talmidim, what are you talking about? How is she going to be able to grab from the Lukukos? Aren't they a Shamor? Didn't they put them away in the fridge already? How's she going to do that? What's the Terence? Says the Maram Shif. No. She grabbed it. She grabbed it before the Lukukos started watching it. The Lukukos left it in the front yard. So the Maharam Shif says, right before they put it in the fridge, she grabs it away from them. This is what the Maharam Shif answers against the Maharam's kash against Rov Talmidim. They didn't know they had to hide it away right away. She grabs it right away. What'd you say, Nate?
Isn't that a question on
Tosfos
also?
No, it's Pshat and Tosfos. Pshat and Tosfos. What is the Pshat and Tosfos?
It's a question on...
Yeah, the Rov Talmidim learned she grabbed it Misafek. She grabbed the Misafek. Frek the Kasha, she grabbed the Misafek. So the Maharam asked, that's where you got, that's where you told me to want a worm shot? How did the Lukukos let her? Because they didn't know the Misa. They didn't know they had to watch it. She grabs it right away, says the Maharam Shif. Not the Kasha, the Maharam asks. What's the next Kasha he asks? Why did Tosfos say she grabs the Miyad? Says, according to Maharam Shif, what's the answer? She grabbed it immediately before the Lukukos know they had to watch it. Be careful before they even ate it. That's why he says miyad. She grabbed it while they're still extant. So if she grabs it while they're still extant, then it makes a lot of sense. Lamaisa. Then the Maharam says, I beg to differ with you, Rov Talmidim. The Maharam says, Oirin. The Maharam has a different shot than the Rov Talmidim. Says the Maharam, please get it. The Maharam says, Rechoshish that what? immediately when the husband wrote the get. Yes, you with me? You with me? Before he gave her the get, she grabs it away from him. Can you imagine this? She took the get right out of his house and goes with the get and grabs Paris from Lekuchos with the time that she's already divorced, from the time that it's written the date. Meanwhile, she never got divorced yet. He didn't give her the get. She grabbed it herself. And if she grabs me ayom, that's shalokidin. She's grabbing shalokidin because why? The husband had the right to sell it. You got that? The Maharam is a whole different shot. When it says that she grabs it, she grabs the get before she was given the get and goes with the get, claims she's already divorced. She'll lie. And if she lies, she's going to what? Be Torah Shalokidin. So the Maharam says that's the shot in the second Teretz of Taisis. That's a, not that you grabbed it, me suffic. She's mamish a vadai charlatan. She's a bad girl. And she's mamish lying. Now, what about, according to Maharam, a regular get that's signed with Adam? Why are we worried about that? What's the answer? Maybe she'll take the get before Gerushin, and she'll grab the parents. What's the answer to that? What's the answer to that? Because once Adam signed the get, what's the din? He has no rights to the parents anymore. So she's being Torf Kedin. She's collecting Kedin. There's nothing to worry about. Okay, we got this?
Is that a question or answer?
What'd you say? No, that's a question I quickly answered. In other words, don't worry about a regular get. Regular get, we're not worried about that if it has Adam on it. Because once Adam signed it, he has no rights to the parents anymore. So she grabs it and goes, that's Kedin. So the Ksos continues. Let's get it. The Ksos continues and he says, I don't understand this. The Ksos says that's only in the end if he divorces, if he ends up getting divorced. If he ends up divorcing her, you're right, she's Torah Kedin. But let's say they don't get divorced in the end. She has no right to get any payers. That's what the Ksos asks on the Maharam. Frekta Kasha, Sarach Beer says it by Yaakov. Why does the Ksos say that they didn't end up getting divorced? Why does he understand here that in the end they don't get divorced? What does he mean to say? He means when the woman brings her own get with Edi Chasima before the Gerishin, Lamaisa, that's what he means. Rechosh is that they won't get divorced. Maybe he won't carry her through. She took it out of his drawer. He never gave it to her. Who says eventually they're going to get divorced? So therefore, if that's the case, she's going to be most of the parish Shalokidin. That's what the Ksos means. Plus the fact, that's one kasha the Ksos says. Number two, let's get it. Number two is, what's our case here, Nate? Are there Adam in the get or Ksav Yodov? Ksav Yodov. Ksav Yodov, he has no parish. Because why? Ein lecha chasima. Arye, ein lecha chasima gadol mizu. So he has no rights to the parish. If he has no rights to the Paris, Lamais, it's Eilach HaChasimah Gedolah Mizu. Yimein Labal Paris Bizman HaChasimah. Right? Also, if the Baal has no Paris Bizman HaChasimah, the Ksav Yadi should have no rights, Lamais. Ksav Yadi should have no rights either. So Lamais, you know, what is the, again, the two kashas that Ksos on the Maharam are like this. Number one, the Maharam says, there's a big difference between Ksav Yodo. If she's going to grab the get away and Lamaisa take it away, that's mamash stealing. But a get that's signed with Aiden, Lamaisa, he loses the rights right then and there, so she's doing nothing wrong. So says, what do you mean? Maybe they'll end up never getting divorced. And she'll be most of the parish Shloka did. That's number one. Number two, if the Baal has no peris, Mizmana Chasime, Lamaisa, if the Baal has no payers, Mizman HaChasimah, by Ksav Yadi has no payers, Miyad HaChasimah. So if he has no payers, Miyad HaChasimah, what are you worried about, Lamais? What are you worried about? Yimein Labal payers, Mizman HaChasimah, Gam Ksav Yadi, Ksav Yodo, ain't no payers. He has no payers. So if he has no payers, Lamais, Havi HaChasimah, Lamais, from the time of what? From the time of the Ksiv itself, the time of the Chasim itself. So Lamais, you know, the get that signed with Adam, she's Torevis Kedin, Shein Lo Baal Peres Bitzara Chasimah, so the word is even by Ksav Yadi had that, Ein Lo Peres Dabe Chasimah. So they're the same, the Maharam Lamais tries to distinguish between what? Between a get signed with Adam and a Ksav Yadi. There is no difference between the two. What are you distinguishing between them? So it says the Sefer Rafta the Shmaitze. Let's get it. The Sefer Rafta the Shmaitze says that the Ksos HaChoshen sows for himself. What did we just learn in the Avdei Miluim? There's a difference between get signed with Adam, Ein Labal Peres, because there's a call that goes out. There's a call that goes out, he wants to divorce her. But k'sav yad, there is no call. Against who? Against the stiker. Excellent. So the Rav of the Shmaitza says is a stira lemaitz in what? In the ksos to davne miluyim. And he says that the answer that davne miluyim said is from the time of the Nesina till what? Till she goes to Beit. So lemaitza, he says it's a stira. He says it's a stira. You can't tell me that he'll say what? You can't tell me that what? That k'sav yad produces a call. So why do you give that every different terrors? You should have said like the stiker. So this is the Chiddush, Lamaisa, I want you to get. Let's take a look at it. Second page here in the packet. Ksos. Let's take a look at the Ksos, guys. The Ksos quotes the Ma'aram. Okay? Go ahead, Nate. Look where I underline, guys. Look inside. Simon Samachtes Sivkot Nav. Amazing. Go ahead. Shuv Raiti. Go
ahead.
Ma'aram Lublin. That's where he was from.
Gittin Sham.
Shema Titfos Aper, second answer, Zevlashon. See, you open up the Ksos, you don't know what he's talking about. You know what he's talking about because he did the Thesis. Go ahead. Zevlashono.
Zevlashono. Bro, I tell me the name of Farshim of Leg. The Acha had Fisa in Koach Biadinu. Lahotzi Mida.
Miada.
Miada. He Tamar Shekvar Nivgashim is not a Kazuko.
Bamotsu Mechalavar, Olavariah. So she wins. Go ahead. So the Ma'aram said to Rav Talmidim, go ahead. He said, I don't like that shot. Go ahead. I want to say a different shot, said the Ma'aram. Go ahead. Shrotzel Omar. Before he gives her the get, Lashum Gerishin, he didn't give her the get. She takes it out of his drawer. Ella. She takes the get. And she's going to what? Grab the fruit from the kufa. It's a tomar, she'll say. Exactly. Even though she shouldn't get el what? Me'ayom. Lo bizman what? He, shtitro shlokim in. She's taking shlokim in. Aval. But a get that's signed by Edim, not Ksav Yodo. Go ahead, Miyadach Rasima. Peri, according to Rishlokish, come on, Perik Shani, which we learned. Lachain. Lakach. Akkad Lashono. She's doing the right thing. So you have the Maram, a Rov Talmidim's shot in the second answer, and what's the other shot? The Maram himself. You got that? Comes along the Ksos and says, what? Amnam. It's interesting how he writes it. Go ahead. The Talmud Kamoni, a Talmud like myself. He's talking like to the Maram of the Galador. He says, I'm a Talmud like myself. I'll go with the Rav Talmidim. Go ahead. Oh, the Mashakosov. Lisa, it's not true. Dalkorcha. Elim what? That's only if they get divorced in the end. Maybe they won't get divorced in the end in our case. Go ahead. Ayin Sham, Abraham, you tell Abraham, Masculin. How do you know, Zebor, how do you know they're going to get divorced? Because it's not good. She took it out of the drawer. How do you know he's going to go ahead and do it? Go ahead.
The Oda, they came on the Fatah of the Tabiad, Abi Kmo Kosam Yadam, the Kmavar Bissiman.
Yeah, why do you contrast the what? A get with regular Edim Sinek Sabyado. Eloko Kasima Gadol Mizu. They're the same thing. Go ahead, Im Kain. Yes. Right? Ava Imnema. Im Kain Havale Kasima. It's like a Kasima, right? Like Achnir when he is died, the Aikir Kirov what? Kedas Rov Tamin, which is what? What was his shot? That she took it out of Suffolk, right? She's going to grab it out of Suffolk. See, according to my Ram, what is she doing? You guys got, I want you to get the two pshatim. According to my Ram, what is the pshat? She's grabbing because she believes wholeheartedly that what?
It's hers.
It's hers. But she's a faker. What do you mean wholeheartedly? She's a liar. She took the get out of his drawer. The get wasn't even given to her yet. She goes to the Google and says, I'm divorced. She's a liar. But it's not a case that she's suffic. She's not sure like Rov Talmidim say. that shall grab it and muksak and misafek lemaisa mizman akasuba that we really don't know. See, according to Rav Tamim, she was given a get. Everything was fine. We're just not sure whether what. We're not sure whether she should, what the date, she should get the fruit from the date that's written or not. So she grabs it. So let her keep it. But so far, right. Pashut Pshat is like the Rav Tamim. Says the Maharam, no, that's not what it meant. It meant that she grabs it out of his what drawer. She was not divorced yet, and she's a liar mamish. That's what we're worried about. So you can't say the get is kosher, and we're not going to let her grab. We're not going to let her take fruit, because she might grab and be a liar. Which shot do you think is more palatable? The truth of the matter is, if I'm thinking about it more, I think the Maharam's shot is a little bit more palatable, because it's like we're not in control. That means she's up to no good. She's a real bad lady, no? According to the Maharam, she's a real bad lady. According to the Rav Tamim, she's not really a bad lady. She was divorced, and she's not sure, Lamaisa. Maybe she's not sure whether it's predated or not, right? So she grabs him Misafek, right? She's not such a bad lady, according to the Rav Tamim, Lamaisa, no? I mean, he probably predated it. Maybe she didn't notice. Maybe she didn't notice it. All I'm saying is, according to the Rav Tamim, you don't see that she's a malicious person, necessarily. You follow what I'm saying? These are the two pshatim I want you to get down in the second therapy crisis. Okay? Two pshatim. Either like who? Rav Tamim or like the Maharam? And who's the Xos side like? Who does the Xos side like? Like the Rav Tamim. He doesn't like the fact that he draws a contrast between what? A get that signed with Adam and the guy writes it himself. There's no difference. El Chassim and Gadol Mizu. That's what he asks. Okay? That's what he asks. Also, he says, how do you know in the end they end up getting divorced? You don't know if they end up getting divorced. Maybe he changes his mind, and then she for sure is Torah Shalokidin. So the whole thing, Lamaisa, is what? Is up to Fred Lamaisa. That's only when what? He says, get the Tchatim Be'inim is good. How do you know that's good? Number one, there should be no difference between the two. Number two, how do you know get the sign with Adam is going to be good? That's only when they end up getting divorced. They said they got divorced. Yeah, go ahead, Vinyamin.
Even according to the Talmidim, she's malicious, because
I know, but it's not as malicious because she thinks she might not have known. Okay, she might not have known about the date, let's say, per se. She might not have known about the date. Maybe she doesn't know about the predated. Maybe she doesn't know so much about that, Lamaisa.
She really knew, because
she acted as man with Tovas Isha.
Because she knows that if she's holding the.
I mean, they're in Canunia. They're in Canunia.
Is that she knows that if she's holding it, then he can't take it back. So she's going to snag it, convince him to give it to her early, before he realizes what's going on. And she's pulling it so that way.
I understand. I understand, Lamaisa. But the bottom line is that Lamaisa, mom is being a charlatan, Lamaisa. According to the Rav Talmidim, she's not grabbing the get before it was given. She was given a get, and then she's going what? She's going forward. So I agree with what Binyamin's saying. In other words, the level of maliciousness, let's say it like that. The level of maliciousness according to Maran is huge. Okay? Because she's presenting as if she's divorced, which she never got a get yet. Yes? Whereas according to Rav Talmidim, it's not as malicious. It is malicious, but she did, because she was divorced, but the issue is the Zman. Okay? But it's not as malicious. You follow what I'm saying? She's not as malicious. So she's not as malicious, so I agree with what you're saying. It's a good heart. Okay, now let's get to the following Nekudim. That's the second Malach. First Malach was on the first Teretz, yes? Second Malach is on the second Teretz. Third Malach now, let's get it down. What is the case according to the second Teretz? The Torah's getting asked. You with me, Nate? Let's go, come on. The Torah's getting asked, what is the case? Were there Adam that she grabbed the fruit or not? If there are no Adim, she has a Migu. What's the Migu? What's the Migu, Gabriel? What's the Migu? The Migu is she could have said, what? La'adam. I never grabbed the thing. She could deny the whole thing. And if there is a get with Adim, we should also be concerned with this. Concerned. And we're not concerned about it. We don't find this concerned by a regular get with Adim, only Miksav Yoda. If you're worried about that, she, Tophas, and there are no Adim around, and she has a Migu to say, I deny the whole thing, you should always be concerned with this. Even they get that as Adam. So that's what the Torah is getting asked. What's the other side? Mimonashah. What happens if there are Adam and she grabbed it? What's the din? Then what should we do? Give the fruit back. She had no right to take it. Give the fruit back, Eliezer. Give the fruit back. Eliezer, you move over a little bit. I can't see Nate, Lemaisa. Let's go. Let's see. Let's make sure we got this. Mimonofsof. What's Mimonofsof mean? What's your what? What's your soul? Catch 22. What is Tysus' case when it says she grabbed it? If there were Adam on the grabbing, then what? If let's go like this first. If there are no Adam on the grabbing, then she has a what? She has a migu to say what? La'adam. I never grabbed anything. And even when there's a get with Adam, you should be worried about this. She could claim that what? She denies that she grabbed it. If they're talking about there is Adam on the tefisa, so then we should what? We should make her give it back. Oh. So what's the terrence? You know who asked this kasha also, Lemaisa? This is a tefisa l'achaleidos ha'sofik. Like we learned in Baba Basra last year in that Beis Manalef. This is a tefisa l'achaleidos ha'sofik. The Sefer Arz of David Rav says this tefisa l'achaleidos ha'sofik. So he answers like this. Tosis holds like a sheet in Ksubas Chafa Manalef. Get it? When she's bari. What's bari mean? What does bari mean?
Certain.
When you're 100% certain, tfisa works lachar shenol la sofik. That's what the biggest of Ram says as well. Say katzadik and kodesh lebracha. When you're bari 100% and you believe this strongly, you can be toivis after latest a sofik. And that's exactly what she claims. She claims it's hers, she was divorced, and that's it, done. Now this whole kasha works only according to who? Rov Talmidim or the Maharam? Which one do you say? Which one? That this is a tfisa l'achaleidos ha'sofik. What did Rov Talmidim say? She grabbed the tam what? Sofik. So that's tfisa l'achaleidos ha'sofik. Tfisa l'achaleidos ha'sofik normally doesn't work unless you're a what? A bari. She's a bari, Tyson Tsubis. But according to what? Nate, according to the Pshat of the Maharam, she's tofis when what? She's a charlatan. She's a liar. She's told us when she shouldn't get it. It's not a kasha. What was the kasha we asked? The kasha we asked, what's the case? Bimonofshach. What's the case? Bimonofshach. If she grabbed it, no Adim, then what? She always going to win. She has a meat. Even with a regular game, she's worried about it. And if there were Adim, she shouldn't be able to keep it. It's Fisach, Latus, a Suffolk. Yes? It's only Latus, a Suffolk if there's Rov Talmidim. Rov Talmidim said it was a Suffolk, remember? She grabbed it, but according to the Maharam's shot, it's a vanai she's lying. She shouldn't be able to take the fruit. She never got divorced. She took it out of his drawer. She was never given the get yet. You follow me? So this whole kasha is only according to what Rov Talmidim that you're grabbing after latest a suffix. That's if it's a suffix. According to the Maharam, there is no suffix. She's a liar. She never got divorced. At least if she got divorced from a suffix, was it the right date or not the right date? Should she get the pears or not? You follow me, Nate? You got me? That's why this whole kasha at the end, this third mile, only works according to Rov Talmidim, not according to what the Maharam, the kasha doesn't even start. Okay? Very good. That's the third mile. We finished this twice. We got it, Clore? Okay, we got this? Please get it. All right, now we move on to the second mile. Let's get it. Now we move on to the second mile, and I will share with you a Chiddush Bishim that we have, Halacha L'Maaseh. Let's get it. We mentioned yesterday the Muki Yosef Sanhedrin Vez Manaf, I photocopied for the first page on the packet. And I want to add on the Rashbun, the Chuvis, and also the Rebbe Chana Kovach Yurim, Bobas, Tof Rech Ben Beis. They all ask the following kasha. The Gemara said in Yitzayan Manaf, a get without his mind is possible to Rabban or the Yeraisa. You guys tell me. A get without a date is possible to Rabban or the Yeraisa. The Rabban. Tiknu, yes? Possum with Rabbanan, yes? Frekta Kasha, again without a date, Benji, get it out, should be possum with Yeraisa. Why should it be possum with Yeraisa? Because every Adis requires Drisha. Drisha v'chakira. What is Drisha v'chakira? The seven major questions. When it was, where it was, why, when it was. 7-year cycle, which year, which month, what day of the week, what hour, what place it was. We interrogate each witness separately. If they say, I don't know, we throw them out. If they contradict each other, we throw them out. That's the Chakiris. That's the Chakiris. Drisha Chakiris. What are the Bedikas? Detailed question. What color was the murderer? What color hat was the murderer wearing? What color shirt? If they contradict each other, we throw them out. If they say, I don't know, we what? We keep it. Correct. What does Rabbi Kiva Tarvat say in Makistav Zayim and Aleph? That if they were sitting on the Sanhedrin, no one would have been killed. Because they would ask such detailed questions about the Bedikas, they would have tripped up the Adam, they would have captured themselves, they would have thrown out the Adam, no one would have been killed. Yes? That's on Zion of the Makis. This is a great kasha. How do you tell me, Nate, that a get without a zman is possible? The Rabbanan, are you kidding me? Should be possible in that Torah. Take a look, first page. Let's go, guys. First page, the Mukia Yosef Sanhedrin. Go ahead, Nate. You're doing a great job. Bafa Gav. Oh, even though you require Yishuv Hakira, like Din in the Fashas, go ahead. Excellent. In financial matters, Din Amos, they got rid of it. Why? Because everyone stopped lending money. I lend money to John for $100,000. They interrogate the witnesses. They get tripped up, throw them out. I'm out of my money. Forget it when he comes to me the next time. I'm not going to lend him money. Based on Hefker, based on Hefker, they got rid of Yishuv Hakira by what, Gabriel? Din Amos. Din Amos, they kept it. Go ahead. Excellent, not going to find someone to borrow money from, yes? Now look at what he says now, guys. Please get this, I underline. The chain. Wow. A get even without a date is kosher. Mehai. From that same takana to what? Like in missions and loans, it's a very common thing. Go ahead. Mishum. Excellent. That's Afkinu, what we wrote on the board yesterday. Class Moshe Yisrael. Go ahead. Wow, with that get, they triggered the Kedusha, want to unravel the little Bafreya. The chain. That's why we don't need a what? Also, if you're Makadish Roman Star, you don't need a date either. Because they can also say Kedusha's good. Kedisa. The Hedja. Perik Arbachin. Yavam and Staff Laman Alpha and Base. Right, you got it? So what does he say here? Let's get it down. He says a get with a date is required to be not Torah. Why? Because of what, Eliezer? Let's get it down. Because of what? Drisha v'chakira. Why did the Rabbani get rid of it? Because of Aguna. How do they get rid of it? Based on what mechanism? Afkinu. And then Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what dafin gittin? What daf again? We've done a lot of daf and gittin, Lamais. Yud Zion of Adalah. He says, this mom gives a third stage. As you look at the scenes, that's how I always point out. The Chachamim are picking up at the third stage. Yes? This is the famous Nemuki Yosef that says a get is required to have his mom in that terror. They got rid of it, then they reinstituted it. So I asked the following kasha. The Rajbo, Nemuki Yosef, the Rajbo asked, a get that has those mom should be possible in that terror. Four answers, guys. Get it down. Four answers. Why is a get should be possible in that Torah? It has no zman. Why is it only possible in the Rabban? Number one, Eidus and Gittin and Kedushin do not need Drisha v'Chakira. They got rid of it because of Afkinu. That's the first answer. The Kovach Yurim asks, in Vavavasa, Os Tofresh Ben Beis, once the Chachamim required zman to get, because of Paris and Masachoso, why didn't it go back to being Diraisa? Why did it not go back to becoming Diraisa? And why on earth does our Mishnah Paskin, Nisus of Vlad Kusher? I would have said Nisus of Vlad what? Puzzle. I would have said the Vlad should be a Mamzer. Once they reinstituted it, why didn't it go back to be Diraisa? What's the answer? That second level of Chacham and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish did not have the power to reverse a takana of the previous Chachamim, who said you don't need Yishuv Hakiru. So only a low level the Rabbanim is it. They did not have the koyach to restore it back to being the Yeraisa. That's only by the Yeraisa, remember? We said this is by a takana and Xayra, remember? They did not have the koyach to do that. Good kasha, Gabriel. That's only by the Yeraisa. Yiftach b'dorah b'shmul b'dorah. But you have to be greater b'chachma b'minyan. They did not have the ability to do that, to restore it to be the Yeraisa. They simply did not. Now I have a chiddush here. What'd you say?
By any new general institution,
by cases of Gittin v'Kedushin, any cases of getting the kedushin, they did not require Jushuk Akira. That is correct. Because of Afkinu. And Zman was just reinstituted on a level with Rabbanim. Could not go back to Diraisa because they had no ability to uproot it. But I have a Kiddush, and please get it down. If you remember yesterday, we said that the Gemara in Gittin on Yudzayin and Beis asked, why is it Bahu Ilu Chacham and Takanasam? Remember that Kasha? How are the Chacham helping with the Takana that it's possible? He wants to cover up for his niece. They'll still be able to, because B'dievet it's kosher. In niece is a Vlad means what? She gets married to another guy, the new guy. The Vlad is kosher. So how are you going to prevent that from happening? So what did the Gemara answer? No Sofer or Eidim are going to want to write it and sign it, because it's possible to have kids. Let me ask you a question. Says the Tosfos Rit, I underlined it today on my Gemara. What happens if there was a Snus case? The Eidim are saying that she was Mizana. And she whips out a get. She says she was a divorcee. But the get is Ksav Yad. The get is a Ksav Yad. Our case is a Ksav Yad, not a regular get. He wrote it up himself. He wrote it up himself. Maybe we're afraid he what? Forged the date. You know what the Tosfos Rit says? We don't pay attention to that get. We would throw out the get, meaning the get would be puzzle what? Even what? Even Minat Torah. That's a collector's item. He says Shlosha get psulim, but in a case where you have Ksav Yad, and there was a case of Znus Mamish, and she whips out Ksav Yad, the Tosfos Rit says it'll be puzzle Minat Torah.
Where's his proof for that?
That's what he says up his far. That's why it's bulletproof now. Because even in that case, we will throw it out. That's what the Tosfos Rit says. So I want you to get that down. There is one case, Lamaisa, where it'll be possible in a Torah. So if you would ask me, Nate, is there any case where they instituted a Zman, a date, that went back to the level of the Arisa? What would you say? Yes. According to the Tosfos Rit, in one case where there was Nus, and he wrote a Ksav Yad. That one case they treated as being Minat Torah. So you'll tell me, Rebbe, how did they have the koach to do that? How did they have the koach to do that? You know what I mean? To mavatal the takana. So I would say, Lamaisa, how did they have the right to do that? I would say, Gavriel, that's not like a bittel. It's like it always stayed on the level of Yeraisa. Meaning it never was what? It never was relaxed. In a case of a znus, you'll always need to have the date. That's what I would say. That's why it's not called a bittul. I mean, they always reserved it. You know what I mean? They never required the drisha v'chakira l'maisa. They always required the drisha in a case of znus. That's what I want to suggest. If there was a literal case of znus, that's why it's not a bittul. Okay? It's a chiddush what I'm saying. But what do we get? What do we gain from all this? Why is it only possible in the Rabbanon? Because why? Because the koach of the chachamim have the ability of kinu, and therefore we don't say it's possible in Atari. Now let me ask you a question. Why is there a need to have Jishu v'chakiru? Why is there a need to have Jishu v'chakiru? Hope you guys are aware of this. Yes, excellent name. Eidus, Shata, you want every Eidus to be zonable. I don't think there's such a word in Hebrew or English, but we made it up to get it over clear. Every Eidus has to be zomable. You have to be able to be caught as Eidim zomi. Eidus sha'ata yochel lazima. That is why you need what? That is why you need Drisha v'chakiru. That is the purpose of Drisha v'chakiru. Okay? So, it comes, Lomaitz, in the following thing, and I want you to get this down, the second answer. Reb Chaim writes, Reb Chaim says, a star shukr. What's a star shukr? Shichur. To free a what? Eved Kenani, yes? Is that kosher without a date? Yes or no?
No.
It should be kosher without a date because you can't say Afkinu. What are you going to do? Rip away the Akdis? The whole point of Eved Kenani is you go free, become a Jew. What are you going to make him go back to be a Goy? So Reb Chaim answers, I'll tell you. A star kinyan like a get or star shichur is not like Eidus Alpeh. What type of Eidus requires Jewish Lakira? What type of Eidus requires Jushuk here? You guys tell me. Bal peh, when you testify by your mouth. But a star, what does Rish Lakish say? What does Rish Lakish say in Gimel Amud Aleph? Eidus shachtum al ashtar? Nasa kimi? What is Rish Lakish's famous din? Eidim chasum al ashtar nasa kemi shenachroi dusum in basement. So if they're self-interrogated already, you don't need to what? You don't need to have a date. You don't need to do Jushul Chakira. That's the second answer. That is why what? That is why a get without his man, Lamais, is considered to be what? That is why a get without his man is considered to be what? It's considered to be kosher. Halacha Lamais. Okay? Any Aedis requires Jushul Chakira. Without it, should be what? Without it, should be Pasul Min HaTorah. Not true. That's only Aedis Baal Peh, Nate. This is Aedis that's written down. You follow me? It's automatically at a star. So it's automatic Jushul Chakira. You don't need that. So don't be bothered by what? Don't be bothered by a get with what? How could a get with his man be what? Be kosher min haTorah. A get without his man. How could it be kosher min haTorah? The answer is the premise of the kasha is wrong. You don't need Jushul Chakira. What was our kasha? Why is a get without his man considered to be kosher min haTorah? So I'm sold to Rabbanan. It's kosher min haTorah. Why? First answer was because you don't need Jushul Chakira by getting Kiddush. They got rid of it. The requirement. Second answer is that what? You don't need Jushul Chakira at all. By a star. You only need it when they testify Baal Peh.
What's the point of the Torah?
What'd you say?
Even though that's the point of the Torah,
we get. The Torah, though, what is your shlachit skiddush? I'm giving them Rav. Why don't you need to find an act to find an act to make her identity that Torah? For Rav, it's because of what? We have to chazen. Stam migmerk migger migger gomer migmerk migro bikine. Why does Rav say you don't need? Because of what? Because why does Rav say you don't need that Torah? Because they're shlachish. Reish Lakish, Eidim Chasim Ashtar Nasa Mishnah Duchle Vesu, we got a Chazer. I'm giving them one out. That's why Min HaTorah you don't need to find an Ekta. Min Rabbanim you need it. Only Min Rabbanim you need it, yes? That's the only reason why you need a Min Rabbanim. Why do we say you need a Min Rabbanim? Rabbanu Ditzra, yes? What was the Rabbanu Ditzra? The same reasoning. What was the case of Rabbanu Ditzra? According to what? According to Rabba, why is it Rabbanu Ditzra? You need it? Why do you say it's Rabbanu Ditzra? Remember what the Gemara said? Rabbanan Uditzrich, right? I can't hear you. What? What'd you say? That's Mishum because that was the Kula Lamaisa. Yeah. But what's the Chiddush of the Gemara that says what? That it's considered to be what? It's considered to be Rabbanan Uditzrich, right? When do we say that din? L'Rav Amar. L'Rav Amar, yeah, you got it right there, right? What does it say, L'Rav Amar, in the period there? But Rav Amar, yeah, before it says my time in. My time of Rabba Lova Karava, right? Why is it Rabba say Midi Akim Shtar's Balma? Yeah? So Gemara said that Misurin. It says the Rabbanan Uditzrich, right? Because of Reish Lakish. The Rabbanan are the ones who require Kiyum Shtar's. They always require Kiyum Shtar's, remember? But Min HaTorah you don't need it because Reish Lakish. Okay. Third and fourth answer to this kasha. Let's get it. All right, we got a Chazir. But what's the third and fourth kasha? Let's go. The Note of Yudit has a machlekes of the Beis Halevi. It's a very famous machlekes, so I want you to know. Actually, I was going to say it on Shabbos in the shul to the Shirim Sochim. We didn't get a chance. But now that we say it in Shir, I'll be able to say it in the Shirim Shabbos. The Note of Yudit, Madura Kamimene Siminuches, says the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Mamalfon Beis that if the Edim say we don't know anything, what's the din? What's the din if they say they don't know? Eino Yodea. Is it possible? The Eidus, yes. Why? Eidus Shieta Chalazima. Because you say, I don't know. You can't answer one of the seven questions. It's not Zomel. I don't know where it was. So how can you get caught?
Oh,
1 second. By Eidi Kedushin, Eidi Gerushin, what's the din if you're caught as Eidim Zomel? Can we zap back then what they want to give out? What does Eidim Zomel usually do? Two Eidim try to kill the guy. Then two other Eidim are with us in L.A. What do? We kill them. Yes? What happens if two Eidim come and say there was a divorce at place X? 11 a.m. in Manhattan. What are you going to do? Make them get divorced? That's ridiculous. So please get this down. So the Note of Yudah says, it's ridiculous. You don't need this din. What's the first mission Makkah say? Ben Grusha ben Chalutza. You tell a guy that testifies a Chalal. Then they're caught as Enim Zomim. You couldn't have said you're a Chalal. What do we make them Chalal? It's ridiculous. You don't do that. So Tosfos says, in such a case, you don't require any Shad HaLazimah. If you can't fulfill zap back to them what they want to give out, you don't need it. Only when you can do it do you need it. That's like the first day in Tosfos and Makkos. Only when can you do it, you need it. You have to do it. So he says, 80 Kedushin and 80 Gerushin, Nate, do not need Eidus Shehakol Azimah. Therefore, a get without his man is kosher minat Torah. I keep stressing it. Tiknu Chachamim's man begin, and applies him in a Torah, it's kosher. Why? First answer, because they got rid of it. Afkinu. Second answer is what? The star is different than Eidus Baal Peh. Yes? And what's the third answer now? Third answer, you don't need it to be zomable. Because you can't zap back them with the one to give out. Now comes along the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi says to Nobu, I think you're wrong. Beis HaLevi, the Rav's great-grandfather. You know the story. The Rav's named after his great-grandfather, Yosef Dov, the Beis HaLevi. You know the story. When the Rav was born.
The Brisker Rav.
No, when the Rav was born, Ramosha Soloveitchik, his father, came to Ramosha Soloveitchik, his daughter-in-law, and he said, I want you to name, can you please name him, their first child, after my father. Reb Chaim's father is a Beis HaLevi. So Reb Chaim's daughter-in-law said, it's not fair. The minig in Litvish and minig is that the mother gets the choice. The mother gets the choice, the first child. He said, I'll make you a deal. Name your first child after my father, the Beis HaLevi, and then you can name all the other kids. She said, fine. That was the deal. So the Rav's name was the Beis HaLevi. That's the story. The Beis HaLevi argues with the Note of Yehuda. The Beis HaLevi in Chelik Gimel, Simon Vav, Os Gimel, says, I don't understand something. Was everything all or nothing? Just because you can't zap back the punishment doesn't mean the Eidus should be kosher. That means they were in L.A. Should be at least possible. Granted, he can't give the punishment. Get this down. But you can at least possible it. And he proves it from a shach in Simon Lamanches, Sifkon Beis. The Balamor in the second Berakas Tuba says, is there a concept of Adam Zoman Staros? Let's say Adam signed a star on a certain day. You're with us in LA. How can you sign that in Manhattan? Is there? No. We don't get Azoma, but Onish on what? On star. But nevertheless, it's possible. You understand what I'm saying, Nate? You might not give them the punishment, but the Eidus is canceled. The Eidus is canceled. Because it shows they weren't telling the truth, that they weren't there. So you don't say, oh, it's all or nothing, that if you can't give them back the punishment bench, then the Eidus is what? Is automatically good. It's not good. They were in L.A., they weren't in New York. So the Beis HaLevi argues with the Note of Yehuda, and he says that when it comes to getting the Kiddushin, and he says, "Beferish in Sanhedrin Lamed Beis Ma'at the Gemara says by a star we require zomable edus, even by a star." Second of all, the Beis HaLevi says, "When you lie, you get malchus for it. So you're going to get malchus for it. You're going to get malchus for this. There is somewhat of a punishment, not just somewhat. How'd you like to get whipped 39 times if you can take it? So it's not. It won't be a reciprocal punishment, but you will be punished." So number one, it's possible. Number two, there is a punishment. So I want you to get down in your notes. This third answer goes right up in smoke, says the Beis HaLevi. The Note of Yehuda is not right. There's a fundamental machlokes. I'll write it on the board. Is there a requirement of zomable eidus by eidi kedushin by eidi gerushin? Eidi kedushin.
So according to Beis HaLevi, what do you happen to me?
What did you say?
What, according to Beis HaLevi, what happens when you make them the eidus zomim?
The apostle eidus is thrown out.
And what happens to them?
Nothing. They're just fossil.
So
we flog them. We flog them because they lie. We flog them. Eidi kedushin, sarich, eidus, shata, yachol, lazimo, or not? Yes or no? No to Yehuda? No. Lo sarich. Why? Because why? Because it's not. You can't zap back when you're making them get divorced or make them get married. Nate, get this down. What does the Beis HaLevi say? Beis HaLevi says you do need it. Sarish. The Afal Pi Shawat. Kasher Zomam. You don't zap back then what they want to give out. Adayin Butla Ais. Adayin Butla Ais. And I'm also going to write down Dash Malchus because they do get something. You got me? But this is a fundamental question. Does Eidi Gittin and Eidi Kedushin require Eidi Shad Chalazim or not? Machleg is Note of Yehuda Beis HaLevi. If you hold like the Note of Yehuda, you got a third answer. If you hold like the Beis HaLevi, this third answer goes right up in smoke. Okay? Again, what is this Omahalach? Ring Masber, a get without a date is a kosher in a Torah or not? Okay. Fourth teretz. Let's get it down. The Bat Kodesh. Who's the Bat Kodesh? Rav Schlusinger, the great Goyim. Rav Schlusinger, the Bat Kodesh from Bnei Brak. The Bat Kodesh Chelek Gimel Siman Nun Aleph says a very unique answer, which I thought was very powerful. He says, Eidah Shibishtar is not Shayach Jishu Chakir. What do the Einim sign based on? Why do Einim sign a star? Again, based on whose command? The Bala, the husband. Do they know when the guy gives her the get? They don't know. They don't know at all. If we find the get in the hand of the mouth or the hand of the woman, right? There's a riot that it was given. Adam don't know a thing. So how can you start questioning them, Aziz Man, when it was? Are you going to tell me because the assumption is when it's written it was given? They weren't there when it was given. They're not always there when it's given. Maybe it's given 3 hours later, Eliezer. What did you say? I understand, but what are we talking about here? We're talking about the guys writing on the get. Do they need Jewish Lakira? What do you mean? They don't even know when it happened. I think it's a very sharp, genius answer. How can you tell me you need Jewish Lakira on Edi Aged, Eliezer? They don't know when it happens. It's very similar to the answer of Reb Chaim, but Reb Chaim basically said, because Reish Lakish, we choose if they're interrogated. Forget about that. You don't even have to say that. They sign up Dasa Mishchayev. They don't know what happened at all. So how can you say it's shock to talk about Jishuv Fakir on stars? I thought it was a very ingenious answer. You don't have to even come on Reish Lakish to say it to Din as if they've been interrogated. Yes, Binyon. That's the Bad Kodesh's answer. Yes, go ahead.
On the actual signing, saying, oh, who was the sofer?
Signing is means nothing until the get is delivered. It's nothing. Right. We want to know whether she's divorced or not.
Right. But
I understand, but if he changes his mind, it's a meaningless thing. You don't know. They don't know that. They're not expected to know that.
But that's not the question that basically is going
to
be asking
them. But that's exactly what I'm saying. You can't even ask the questions. How are they supposed to know? Their jobs, they don't have to know that. They don't have to know that.
What's the question that basically is asking?
They're asking when it was, where it was, when was the get. They don't know when the get was.
That's not what the Zman on the get is.
Yes, it is.
The Zman on the get
is when the get is written. No, it isn't. It's when it was written.
Right, on the Ksiva.
Yes, and the assumption is it's given on that same day. But they're not there. Maybe it was given the next day.
At the Ksiva they can testify to.
But that's not, we don't care about that. We care about when it was given. When is she divorced? That's the ikker.
Isn't this whole line of questioning about whether we can rely on the Zman within the get?
I understand, but that's only meaningful. But what is the answer to your question? You're asking them that's only meaningful when the get was,
right.
Not when it was written. The writing of the get is meaningless unless it's given. That's all we care about. You can't just assume that what? It was written and that it was given right there. Maybe they left already. How do you know it was given then? They're not expected to know that. It's a very sharp answer. Truth is, I don't know why everyone didn't give that answer. Very stark answer. Reb Chaim said you got to say Reish Lakish. Maybe that's what Reb Chaim meant. That's if they're interrogated. But that's not what Reb Chaim, that's not really what they're saying. Even the Eidim themselves, they don't know what time it was given, Lamaisa. It's not Shaykh to know Bezman Nasa Mais. Okay. So we got four answers that you got it. The Bad Kodesh. Okay. Now the Lamaisa, this brings us to the following. Let's get it. Okay. And then we have to set it up, Lamaisa. We got to do these taisis in Lamaisa, these small taisis in here, Lamaisa. But I want you to get this, Allah Lamaisa. We have to decide whether we have to chazer tomorrow. I think we should chazer, yeah? I think we should chazer. But we got it Wednesday. We got to get going on these taisis. Okay? All right, let's get this, guys. Please get the next two mahalka. Please get it. Rebbe Lozer says, even though there's no Aiden, what is the case of the three getting psuim? What is the case? Kasuv k'sav yado, vein alav edim. That's number one. Number two, ish lav edim, vein bo zman. And Tosa said the first one is also possible because there's no zman. What do you mean there's no zman? We didn't say there's no zman, but he forged his zman. Yes. And what's the third case? Ish bo zman, vein bo alav edim. Which, and then Rebbe Lozer says right afterwards, if you give a get in front of edim, what's the din? What did Rebbe Lozer say? It's kosher, correct? How is Rebbe Lozer relating to the first three cases? Get it down in your notes. Rashi, the Ramaskavaha. Rashi Dibra Maskalahal. Let's get it. Rashi says he's arguing one of the three cases. Which one? You guys tell me. Which one is he arguing on?
First one.
The first one. Only the first one. What's the first one? Because we have Eidim of Eidim. He says, I don't care if there are no Eidim. It's good. As long as you have Eidim Mesirim. You don't need Eidim on it. Yes? Nate and Oren. Oren even asked this explicitly. Oren asked the sharp kash in the Seder. Oren asked, he said, Rebbe, I don't understand. Isn't he arguing the third case too? Not if you learn like Shmuel. What's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel there in Gittin? On Pei Vavim and Beis. When it says, Kosovo's man, Vaimbo Ela Eid Echad, who's the other eight in the third case? The Sofer or the Baal? Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? What does Shmuel say, Nate? Shmuel said it's the Sofer, yes? So at the end of the day, how many Eidim are on it? What?
Two
are on it? Yeah. Lamaisa? According to Shmuel, which eight of them are on it? What'd you say?
According to Shmuel, the eight and the
Sofer. No, it's Shmuel,
according to Shmuel, there's the eight and the Sofer.
Right, so we want to show.
So there's two.
We want to show Lamaisa. We want to show like Shmuel. And what does Shmuel say?
That it's eight Echad and the Sofer.
The Mishnah Shmuel holds that the Mishnah Barakat, the Sofer wrote to get it, Eid Echad wrote side with him, yes?
Yes.
And the Vlad is Kosher. Why does Rashi assume like Shmuel?
Because there's two Eidim, which means
because
the Vlad
Sofer
not being
because, so it comes out, Lamaisa, that what?
There are two Eidim.
That he holds like Shmuel is Ksav Sofer Veid, Sofer himself is an Eid, so it comes out the two Eidim signed on again, the Sofer Neid. So therefore what Rashi says, we only prove in the ratio where there are no Eidim, yes? Mm-hmm. Where there are no Eidim at all, Rav Lazar still says it's good. There are no Eidim at all, Lamaisa. Yeah? Because according to what? You want to prove there are no Eidim at all. That's where you want to show that Rav Lazar holds on the first case. Now what about according to Rav though? What does Rav hold?
Sofer is the Eidim.
The Baal himself, it's written by the Baal, and he signs an Eid on it, yes? Ksav Sofer Eid is possible. You want to be able to show that Lamaisa, that in the case of the Reish is the best one because there's no Eidim on it at all. See, according to both Lamaisa, see, Shmuel, Rav wanted to say, Rashi wanted to say, like Shmuel, to say to you in a situation, even if the Sofer writes it, it's considered an Eid, it comes out that there are two Eidim. So therefore, Lamaisa, you want to prove, Lamaisa, that in situations where there's no Eidim at all, Rabbi Lazar still says it's good. So that's why, Lamaisa, he chose to be Masber like what? See, according to what? See, according to Rav, Lamaisa, Ksav, Sofer, Veid are similar to one another, right? Why do you write the Mishnah together? That's why he didn't like saying like Rav's Pshat. Because he should have put it together. Rav's Pshat is what? Is the Baal and the Eid. So you should have put it together with the first and two cases. The fact that it separated the first and third seems to highlight it was like who? Like Shmuel, there was the Sofer. And that's the Chiddush, Lamaisa. The Chiddush is to show that he doesn't need any Eid Chasima. And he proves it from the ratio. Right? You could have proved him the Sefer also with his Chasima Seyed Echad. Right? So he says like the Din of Shmuel, no, Ksav Sofer Veid. Ksav Sofer Veid, the Sofer himself is considered an Eid. Comes out of the two Eidim sign and again. Yes? You follow me? Whereas the Olek Rav, it's the Baal writing, you know what I mean? The Baal is writing. So that's a little different, you know what I mean? You want to be able to hold like what? You want to be able to show that I hold, even if there's nothing signed on it. So that's how Rashi learned that what he's arguing on the first case. You got that? That's according to who? That's according to Rashi. Let's get it, guys. Who argues on this? Tosis Dibur Maskar Belozer, which we have to see on Wednesday. Tosis Dibur Maskar Belozer. We're going to see all those Tosim on Wednesday, Mizushim. We've got a lot to do. What does he say, Tosis Dibur Maskar Belozer? The beginning of the Tosis says that Rabbi Lozer argues on what?
First one
and the third one. Excellent. Excellent. First one and the third one he argues on. What does the Rosh say? That a get that has those mind, which is what case? Which case is Getshe Mosman? is the first and the what? First and the second. The first was like it's forged, so it's like it doesn't exist. Yeah. The Rush says in Rabbi Lush's motive that it's possible. Wow. Even though they're in Masirim. Why? Get that down. Why is Rabbi Lush's motive that it's possible? The Rush is unbelievable. He says no. Rabbi Lush's motive by the first case that it's possible. Why? The first and what? First and the second case have those man. He's motive that they're possible. But don't you have any Masirim? What's the answer? Because even with Eidim Asirim, we sign Eidim Chasimim, they what? Tikkun Olam. So the Mela, if you have Eidim Chasimim without what? Without a date, what happens? There's a chash that what? Maybe he's going to what? Cover over for his niece or Paris. Therefore, we pass him, even if they're Eidim Asirim. So I ask you, Ksav Yodo, according to Tosis, why is it possible? Because it has no Zman. Yes? Guy faked his man. According to Rabbi Lozer, it should also be possible. Why did Rashi say Ksav Yado is possible? Someone tell me. We learned it last week. Why is Ksav Yado possible according to Rashi? Because you might end up matching Ksav Sofer without any Chasimim. Remember we said that? Rashi said it pay both. So according to Rabbi Lozer, it's kosher because you have Eidi Mesirim. So what are you worried about? We're again, please cop this. Ksav Yado, according to Tosfos, is possible because there's no Zman. So according to Rabbi Lozer, it should also be possible. Yes? But according to Rashi, why is Ksav Yodo possible? Because you might allow Ksav Shofar be good without any Chasimim. Right? So that's not a problem because according to Blazer, it's kosher because you have Eidim Asirim. So I'm not worried about that. But the problem is that Tosfos should also say what? Tosfos should also say that it's possible, no? According to Blazer. Problem is, Tosfos says Blazer holds it's kosher because Tosfos argues on both 1 and 3. But it should come out that what? Should come out that Taisha says it's kosher according to Rabbi Lozer. So what's the answer? The answer is you have to say Taisha is cholik on the Rosh. Says Rabbi Lozer is cholik on Ein Bo Zman. That Rabbi Lozer is cholik Ein Bo Zman. I just told you a cheshbon that Taisha argues on the Rosh. The Rosh says get Ein Bo Zman, Rabbi Lozer's mode is possible. It's not true. Taisha will say that it's kosher according to Rabbi Lozer. Because Rabbi Lozer holds the whole word of Rabbi Lozer. The whole word of Rabbi Lozer, we said, is that what? The Eidim Asirim what? Saved the day. So if the Eidim Asirim saved the day, and Rashi says the reason why Ksav Yodah is possible because you might cash a Ksav Sofer without Eidim Asirim, well, it's Kashuk Unrabos Eidim Asirim. Right? And Tosfos says, Lamaisa, according to Tosfos, Lamaisa Tzul is because what? He's going to forge his man. So according to Rabbi Lozer, it should also be possible. Right? The problem is that Tosfos Rabbi Lozer says it's Kashuk. So you have to say it's Kashuk. Why is he not worried about forging? Why is he not worried about forging? Get this down. So I gave you the Rashbam. The Beis Yosef writes at the beginning of Siman Kuchav Zayin, quotes Rashbam, Mabasa, what daf? Kufayim Beisim and Beis Eliezer. Remember the Dibur Masko? What was the Dibur Masko? Forgot. Hakos Mamonios. Rabbi Lozer's Maksha, get that Esnos Man. Why? The Hakos Mamonios say because why? Because Eidim Sayim Kikun Olam. Gets crushed with Eidim Asira. The Rabbanah didn't possibly get that sign without his man. Because Minat Torah is kosher without Eidim Chasim anyway. So Rashbam says that get without his man is kosher because Eidim Asirim can always testify when it was. They're always there. I mean, they might die after a good minisyan, but they exist. So please get this now. There's good reason to say that what? I'm not worried about it forging his man. Why not? Because the Rabbanah always requires Eidim Asirim. It's amazing. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rambam and the Rabban Recholik and say Rabbi Lozer's motive that again that as those man is possible like the Rosh. That's the Rambam and the Rabban. The Rambam and the Rabban hold like the Rosh. But Tosfos holds Ben's not that way. The Rabbi Lozer is kosher. So what comes out from all this? What comes out from all this, guys? Nate, you got me, Lamaisa. You got me, Lamaisa. I can't see you, Lamaisa. You keep hiding behind there, Lamaisa. You got me? Listen to this. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is how many, which case of the laws are arguing on? Rashi says what? One. Tosfos says what? One and three. What does the Rosh say? He's moted that what? No, he's moted that what? Rabbi Lozer's moted that it's possible. He agrees with one. He agrees with one. He's moted that it's possible. The Rosh argues. He says, a get that has no Zman, right? A get that has no Zman, which is what? Which is one and two. He's moted that it's possible. Why is he motivated it's possible?
So Rush says he argues because, none of them?
What'd you say?
So Rush says he
the Rush says, the Rush says, Lamaisi's motive, what? A get Shane Bozman. What'd you say?
Well, Why? Why does he say that? It makes
he says the get shein bozman is what? What is the get shein bozman? According to the Rosh, his motor of blood is possible, even though he needs any mesira. So which case will he argue on?
The third one.
The third one is what?
Eidecha.
Is Eidecha? No. The Eidecha, Yesh Bo Zman Meidu Ela Eidecha, right?
Can I say that again?
Yesh Bo Zman Meidu Ela Eidecha will argue on the third case.
Why does Rosh argue on the third case? Why does Rosh argue?
Because you have any mesira. And you have a Zman. Yesh Bo Eidecha, I don't care if there's only an Eidecha, I have any mesira. But any time there's no Zman, I'm out of its puzzle. In the first two cases, there's no Zman. You got that? So the Rosh agrees, and who agrees with the Rosh? The Ram and the Ramban say it's possible.
But there's
what?
Isn't there a whole conversation with Ralazar about the Eidim?
Can't hear you, what?
Isn't there a whole conversation with Ralazar about the Eidim?
Eidim is Sira.
Right.
But if there's no Zman, you still need a Zman. I understand. I understand. You're right. You're right. But he's coming to argue on which case? Only the third case. Anytime there's no Zman, he agrees that it should be possible to upon him.
And why did he bring this up in the first place?
What'd you say?
And why did he bring this Gemara up?
What'd you say?
Why did he bring this Gemara up? Because it doesn't prove anything about Eidim Chasima, like we're trying to prove.
It proves no Maisa.
Where's the Rashi
Tosfos?
No. There's a fact about Eidim Chasima.
No, because we wanted to say that he requires maybe what? Midravonim and the Chasima. He doesn't require anything in the Chasima. But on the side point is, okay. No, it shows it. I'll show you why, because you only have eight what? Why does he argue on the third case? Because you only have one aid. He says, "What? I don't."
First of all, you hold that graph.
I hold the Masira cards. I understand, but whichever sheet you want to say, it's like this two aid. I don't care about Eidech Hasima. I don't care about Eidech Hasima. Midrabana.
How
long does he have Eidech Hasima?
How do you see that?
Because he says Kusher on the third case.
It could be that there are two aid in there.
What'd you say?
It could be that there are two aid on the Hasima there. But one case that doesn't make sense to say you argue on.
Whether you hold Ksav Sofer Vay or you hold Ksav Yad, you say.
Right.
So that the other Tyson deal with that, Lamas. It's good kasha what you're saying. It's a good kasha what you're saying, but I want you to get this. According to the three permutations, so what is the Sfarah White's kasher? If you hold like Tysus, that Eidim Asir, everything's good without his man, then he only argues on the what? He argues on one and three. Why is it good without his man, according to Blas? What's the Sfarah? Because the Eidim Asir would always testify when it was. You don't need to have a date. That is the Sfarah. You never need to have a date. Halach l'maisa. You never need to have a date. That is the chiddush of what? That is the chiddush of shittasu, shittas ataisis. You follow what I'm saying? You never need to have what? You never need to have a date according to Blaz. If you hold like that. So again, what are the shittas? Rashi holds the only argument on the first case, says Kasha. Taisis says he argues on the what?
One
and three. And what does the Rashi say? He only argues on three. One and two is okay. So Nate's saying, where do you have the Eidim Asira? You're saying, where do you have the Eidim Asira case? That's a good kasha, Lamais, which we'll have to talk about. Yes, Binyamin.
For the Rosh to say what he's saying, he has to hold that it's only an Indian appears. That the issue is not an appears.
Because if it's an Indian Yosinus, we only care about when the scene is. And that's an Indian of this Eidim Asira. It has nothing to do with the Eidim Asira. So the
why would he motive this man as possible, you mean?
The only reason why this man would be possible is because of pairs.
Alright,
if you even give a chashash that's an Znos, the Znos only makes a difference with the Sina.
It could be a slow
Alright,
we have to discuss. Could be a slow Shia. Okay, we have to discuss. Okay, tomorrow we have to do Chazorah. Tomorrow we have to do Chazorah. And Wednesday we got to continue with Maitzapata Taitsa. Let's dive a minute.